Today, my Lord said, keep that thought for the following, for the next week or week after. Thank you, brother. I want you to continue to talk about stability. That was Sunday night. I want you to talk about stability, all right? It's already done anyway. I couldn't understand why you have to do this. But you know, it's tough when you are under authority. So if the boss wants this, this is what we're going to have tonight. Only now at 6 o'clock I could understand why. Today's sermon is a brief one. It's called Stability. One of the gifts of God for you. Last week we spoke about stability, and everybody in life dreams about stability. People will go through life eating peanut butter and jelly plus Kool-Aid or tuna sandwich and Coca-Cola in order to save money for the end of their lives so they can have some kind of stability. People used to call me nutcake because I was not very excited about this stability stuff. For a simple reason, I know that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. So what does He mean by that? What He means by that is that when I get old, He will be able to take care of me even when they get old. Now, I'm not asking you to think like me because we are different people. If you can save hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, by all means, do it. Just pray that Obama will not take it before he leaves office. But just do it. But I never had a problem with this stability because I understood early in life that we've been placed as head, not tail. God promised to take care of us wherever you go, wherever we go. He promises to give us full life on the emptiest place on earth. That means if I would move to West Sahara, where there's 100,000 people, three main streets, and 100,000 mosques all over the place, a lot of hunger and poverty. People take showers once a year because the water is very, very limited and it comes from another country surrounding West Sahara. If I would be there, God would make sure that I am the head and not the tail. I will not settle for less. If God cannot fulfill that promise, what promise could He fulfill? When it comes to stability, God promised in His word that you and I are supposed to have a stable life. God promised that He will take care of you and I throughout our lives. People may ask, so what is the catch? Well, I gave you last week when we spoke about this, in Psalms 16:18. And by the way, Brother Harry, let's use all the NIV version for tonight. In Psalm 16:18, it says that when I set the Lord always before me, I will not be shaken. I will have a stable life. It's 16, verse 8, my beloved. Can you give me the NIV, please? We're going to keep on the NIV tonight. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. If I have set God before my eyes every day before me, and He is at my right hand, there's no way that we're going to be shaken. Amen.
That speaks about stability. God will take care of business.
Then when you go a little bit further down, it tells me that as I do something like this, in Psalms 37, 23, it tells me that if I am behaving myself as a godly person, watch this. If the Lord delights in a man's way, what happened? If the Lord is delighted in my way of living, in your way of living, the book says that He'll make our steps firm. No shaking and moving around. Though he stumble, he will not fall. Are we together here? Though he stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. So you are in good hands. Not all states, but you're in good hands. And then, so what you say here, preacher? I mean, if you and I are living a life that delights God, you got it. You got it. All I need to do is to live a life that pleases God. In the same chapter, in the verse 3 and 4, he says the same thing. Delight yourself in the Lord. Isn't that right? And he shall give you the desires of your hearts. Y'all don't know this verse?
Yes.
37:4. If you're taking notes, put that down too. Stability is always there in God. Delight yourself in the Lord. Huh? He will give you the desires of your heart. So it goes together with the previous verse. If a man's way delights the Lord, God got his back. What that is called? Stability. You know that God is on your side. You know that God is working with you. You know that this thing will happen or will happen. Otherwise, it will happen. Then I told you in Proverbs 10:9 says that if you and I are people of integrity, God will take care of business. Read it with me. The man of integrity
walks securely,
but he who takes crooked path
will be found out.
So if we are people of integrity, there is no reason to be afraid of tomorrow. There's no reason to be afraid of the future because God will cause you and I to walk securely. I was talking to my sister over the phone. And my sister is a little on the cuckoo side, like everybody else. Somehow it ends up in money, savings account. She was a little concerned because her savings account was running low. I said, what do you mean? It's running low. And? What do you mean, and? You say that because I bet your savings account is packed. I said, yes, it is. It has $5. She said, I can't believe you. You're not serious, are you? Dead serious. You have $5 in your savings account. Yes. Everything is on the checking then. No. The checking has only $25. She goes, how can you live like this? What do you mean, how can you live like that? You need to have something to secure your future. Said, I do. Is it gold? Said, no, it's Jesus. There was a pause. She said, you got to be joking. Said, no, I'm not. Are you nuts? You think I'm going to be worried about money? I've got a firm security. And it is called Jesus Christ. Amen. The man of integrity walks securely. There's no reason to be concerned or fretting about tomorrow, about savings or whatnot. Tonight, I want to show you something that I didn't show you before. And Brother Harry, can you please take me to Jude 1:24 and 25. I want you to read it with me. Give me the NIV again. I'm going to keep on the NIV tonight. To him, read it with me, who is able to keep you from and to present you without fault to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore.
Amen.
You see, so what does it got to do with stability? To him, Jesus Christ, he is able to keep you from falling. I'd rather put myself on the hands of Jesus Christ than Wall Street. I'd rather put myself in the hands of Jesus Christ than any bank. Now, can you imagine the folks in Cyprus 3 years ago? They fled Russia with millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they deposited in Cyprus, on the Bank of Cyprus. I heard an interview of several British guys that work hard all their lives. Again, eat tuna sandwich and drinking Coca-Cola to save so they could move to an island like Cyprus, put all their money there and live like queens and kings. Within 3 years of their retirement, the European Union seized everything that they had to pay for the debt of Greece. You think I'm going to put my trust, my security on the banking system? You nuts! If I had money, it has to be where my eyes can see it. Somebody drinking tequila in Bahamas, riding jet ski, on my dime, it ain't gonna happen. To him who, Jesus Christ, who is able to keep you from falling.
Amen.
If your security, If your security is Jesus Christ, you'll be stable all your life long. And he's able to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. Not the sadness of having lost a lot of money in the stock market. Are you preaching against stock market? No. Every man is free to do what they want, desire, deserves. I'm going to enjoy life. That's it. Sometimes people don't understand. I had a credit card, and I received an invitation to receive an American Express. Every time I try, you guys said no. Why should I try this now? So they insist on me the second one. So I open up, check it out. If you sign up, you got 35,000 miles right away. And if you spend $1,000 within 90 days, you get another $5,000 towards the gold medallion, blah, 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 blah. So I am thinking, let me go to Delta and see how far can I go with 35,000 miles. Check it out. I actually can go to Bahamas for free. Yes. All right, signed up. They approved me. Yes! I'm on my way to the Bahamas. But then we thought, you know what? Wait a minute. I need two tickets. We need two tickets. Because she has to go too. I don't want to be there by myself. So we changed it. Let's go to Florida. And you know what? Put all the miles together. We got the ticket for free. Two of us. So I said, sweetheart, you didn't spend Thursday and Friday in Florida? Yes. Do we have money for that? I said, don't worry, it's taken care of. There's somebody that is able to present us before his glorious presence without fault and great joy. So we bought the tickets. So Thursday morning we left. When we got to the airport, I'm checking in, they ask, do you want to volunteer? Okay. Is there any perks? Yes. So I said, yes, I want to volunteer. How much money do you want back? I said, 500. Both, 500 for Marsha, 500 for me. Watch this. When I volunteer, if there is an emergency or somebody that got to go, I go on the next flight. And I checked out, this flight leaves at 7, the next flight leaves at 9. I don't mind getting a few bucks for 2 hours delay. I'm going to be on the beach anyway. Well, there was nobody going out. So because I volunteered, they gave me the exit aisle, which there is an extra 12 inches. Yes. We loved it. Nice. When they get to Atlanta, the flight is packed and there is a half a dozen people that needs to go. Mr. Santos, do you still want to volunteer? I say, yes, ma'am. You're going to be out here in the next flight. Already confirmed, blah, 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 blah. All right. She wrote a voucher. $500 for her, $500 for me. He is able to present you without fault and with great joy. So one of these days, we're going to jump on a plane and go to the Bahamas for free. She said, just don't lose this paper because this is good as cash. So don't you worry, baby. Pick up the phone and make a picture of both vouchers. In case I lose the paper, it's on my mail. So there's no way to lose it. You know, our stability are not on things. Our stability is not on money. It's not on Wall Street. It's not on the bankers. Our stability is in the one who is able to keep us from falling, and is also able to present us before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. I want to challenge you tonight. Don't let the peripherals of life cut your vision short. You just have to be smart and know how to use the system. Now I got an American Express and I have 2 tickets ready to be used within 1 year. Yes. One of these days we leave again on Tuesday and come back on Saturday afternoon. God is the source of all your needs. It's not your job. God is the stability that you and I need to live a joyful life. Amen. And when we come into his presence, it's not on a faulty manner. It's with great joy. If you and I take the time to acknowledge him as the source of all our needs, there is going to be a great joy in our heart. In Psalms 116, verse 8, we read the following words. For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. If you trust in God, that is where the stability is. And when you go to verse 9, it gets even sweeter. That I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. God will keep you stable. So that you can walk before the Lord, not crawl before the Lord. God is going to keep you stable before his presence, so you can enjoy your God and all that he has for you. I want to submit to you another verse found in Isaiah chapter 35, starting in verse 3. Isaiah 35, 3 says this, the Lord strengthened the feeble hands, steady the knees that give away. And verse 4, watch this. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. We are not going to be trusting in anything around here because your God is strong enough to save those with feeble knees. You know why? God doesn't want you to drag yourself in front of Him. God doesn't want you to be crawling before Him. God wants you to stand and walk in your presence. No matter how tough things may be today, folks, you know, each one of us goes through a tough moment in life. You know, all of us. Did you know that in the book of Psalms, there are 93 references, I just finished this, where David thought that God had abandoned him. Did you know that? A man according to God's own heart, 93 times thought that God had abandoned him because things were not quite as he thought it would be. But then he turns around and he blesses the Lord. Because God has always come through in times of difficulty. You may be thinking, well, preacher, what is the conclusion? My stability Your stability, our security for the future, is not on nothing in this world. Because everything in this world is temporary. It's going to pass away. And you know, again, if you're struggling right now, with a little difficulty, I have a promise for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. For all those of you that are struggling a little bit right now, you may be going through a tough time, you may be going through some difficulty, listen to the promise of God's word. Well, let's read it together. And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Whatever difficulty came right now, it's not here to stay. It is here to pass. Because God Himself, after we suffer a little while, He Himself will come. And I love the first promise. He will restore. Tell your neighbor, get ready to be restored. He Himself will make you strong. He Himself will make you firm. And He will make you and I steadfast. Folks, it may be just a little while. God is on the throne. Therefore, our behavior should be as David's behavior found in Psalms 62, verse 1 and 2. Don't let circumstances get the best out of you. Read it with me. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Folks, we've got a super duper God. A God that is interested in our well-being. A God that will always listen to the prayers of His people.
Yes, my Lord.
You may be thinking, well, preacher, I see what you're saying. You're trying to get the people all excited. But, you know, I haven't seen nothing happen to me. Well, I understand you. And if nothing else has happened, don't lose heart. Don't give up. You have swum close to the shore.
Yes.
Don't die at the shore.
Yes.
Don't give up. Don't let whatever is going on get the best out of you. God Himself, huh, is our salvation. The rest that our souls need is found only in God. Now you can give a push on the process. Huh? You can give a push on the process. Brother Harry, it's not on your list. Can you bring me Romans chapter 10? Let's start with verse 8. You can give a push to the whole process. You don't have to be desperate, because God will make sure that you stand firm. God will make sure that you're not going to stumble. God Himself will come to rescue us. Read it with me. But what does it say? The word is, and it is, and what word? I don't know if you connect the dots. Are things rough right now? Trust God. Are you a man or woman of integrity? God will come to your rescue. Are you ways pleasing God? You make sure that you stand firm, that you not stumble. Have you made the Lord your refuge? He will give rest to your soul. After you have done all things, as a preacher, I'm going through a tough time. The book says that God will allow you, the God who called you to His glory through Christ Jesus, will allow you to suffer just for a little while. And then after that, you come back and rescue you. Huh? Restore. Huh? Make you strong and firm. So how do I go about this? Is start speaking those promises that you're given today. Because you say, what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Which word? That is the word of faith that we are proclaiming. And this is why I tell you. I have a savings account that has $5. Whenever someone comes in, we spend it. And I know you may call me, you're a fool. That's all right. I may be a fool, but my God ain't changed, hasn't changed. And you know, right at the final moment, He comes through. Always. He may not come through for some of the desires, but I'm trying to delight myself as much as I can in Him, so the desires come along with it. Let me give you one idea here. We're supposed to... I am a member of a community hangar. There's an airport in the People's Republic of Pennsylvania in Shoestring. And I'm a member of that thing because sometimes if there's no man's meeting, I just go in and we start hangar talk and then we fly. I was working on my little airplane, so I fly somebody else's airplane. And it's just like that. You know, we fly each other's plane and whatnot. Well, I've been really willing to go to the airport, but every time that they have something going on, there is the men's meeting. And I made a goal, I'm not going to miss the men's meeting, to go to hangar talk. So the last meeting, I was dying to go. I took my little engine from my ultralight out, and they sent it to the shop a year ago. But the dude who works on this thing is so busy that he has not arrived to my engine yet. And he'd overhaul the whole engine for like $300-$400. Great. Last meeting that we had, I was invited to come. I said, I can't come because I have men's meeting. And then I had two people that I had to cancel on that Saturday. So I end up at 2 o'clock. That stuff starts somewhere around 8:30, you know, and it goes until like 11. Then everybody go out flying. Come on, man. I said, I can't. I got church today and they have two counseling sessions. God liked that. We had some new folks joining the club, so everybody's supposed to be introduced to each other. And some nice machines came into the hangars. Nope, I'm going to go to church. That's it. A week later, last Friday, last Saturday, while I was in Florida, I got a phone call from one of the top dogs on the hangar community. Paul, I just got a new machine for my airplane. Okay? So the one that I have on my plane, I'm going to give it to you. I said, okay. What's the catch? There's no catch. I'll give it to you. And if you give me the permission, I'm going to start moving things out to install that engine for you. And I'm thinking, and how much is that going to cost? Nothing! I'm thinking, yes! Yes! I can be flying this coming weekend. Wait a minute, do we have men's meeting this week? The only condition that he asked was, the only thing he asked, I've got to fly this thing first. Be my guest. The engine that he's giving me is twice more powerful and it's averaging $5,000 on the market right now. He's not only going to give me the engine, he's going to give me the propeller, he's going to give me the exhaust system, everything. And on the top of this, he's going to install it for me for free. The word is right near you, and it is in your mouth, the word of faith we are proclaiming. You and I are righteous people. You and I live in integrity before our God. You and I are delighting ourselves in our God. Relax. God will make sure that you have a very stable future. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.